Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, baby. How that sound?
That sound good to me.
All right, because it's echoing a little bit. But hello, listeners. Good evening.
Hello. You always sound like hello, you're from Australia.
Hello, cheerio, listeners. Hi, listeners. This is your girl, Maria. And it's off the late night, and we're podcasting along with my husband, Josh.
Hey, you sound like it's a smooth jazz.
It's slow
on
jazz.
Z10.
Well, we never really did a podcast that night before, right?
Yeah, so let's get it.
Let's get it. Listeners, if you're out there listening tonight, I want to know what you think about our topic this evening. So now I'm going to do the outro for the intro. And if you can follow us on our social media accounts, get up with us and comment on this topic that we're discussing today,
Maria,
because it's a hot one.
Is it a secret?
Yes.
Because you are whispering and it is killing me.
Okay, so look, that's what the topic's about. All right, so let's get right to it. Okay, I'm awake now.
All right.
So, Josh.
That's me.
The topic that I have this evening. Can you turn my mic up a little bit? I can't hear myself.
All right, you up.
All right, the topic that I had this evening is if... Say you out at a restaurant, somewhere, at a club, anywhere, and you see one of your friend's girl on a date. Do you say something?
Oh, she going down. She's a dead dog where she stays.
You going to answer all quick. And listeners, hey, this goes for you too. If you see your homegirl's boo, her man.
No brainer.
Posted up in the corner with another chick on a date.
They snapping out the phones.
They could be at the park. Because you know we in Cleveland. They could be at the metro parks, walking on the little path.
Good Zoom.
Right. Doing a little bike, doing a little trailing or something.
And they going to be caught on tape.
Or you can see them at Starbucks, you know. Sipping on a little cappuccino and an iced caramel macchiato or
a
frappuccino, whatever the side piece likes. And you see him and you like, hold up. You walk in the joint, you probably just minding your own business, you know, not even planning to see anything crazy. You bust up in the joint, mingling, conversating, socializing, you know how we do.
Like, hey, you got the whole story.
I do, because you know I got a very vivid imagination.
Comic book style.
All right, so say you just walking up in a restaurant. Let's say,
I
White
need some
Castle.
Popcorn for this.
White Castle?
Applebee's. When I think of White Castle, you know what I think of? I got to go
drivers.
To the store and get some Pepto-Bismol.
Boy, stop. Okay, because I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And that White Castle after the club, it pops. Oh, I'm sorry. Popping is not the word right now. It slaps. That joint
be
slapping.
It pops out the wrong way.
All right, let me get back to my story.
Like, man, my stomach is killing me.
All right, so say you out. You done got all dressed up. You know, you going out, meeting some friends at... you know, the local hangout spot.
Okay, the local
whatever
spot.
You partake in. It could even be at church, but I don't think nobody would bring a side.
Come
piece
on,
church.
Man.
But say you walk up in there, you mingling for a little bit, then you look to the left, and you like, wait a minute. Oh, I know that ain't. Wait, let me get a little closer.
Nah, they ain't getting closer. They popping the phone out. Immediately, the phone coming out.
I'm just asking you, what would you do? You gonna tell them?
Are you telling me? You asking me?
I'm asking you, if you see one of your friends, girl, on a date with somebody other than your friend, I mean, it might not be a date.
I'm
going to
keep
not...
it real.
Okay, go. What
I'm
you going to do?
I'm sending a quick text because if it's one of my friends, I got to gauge, like, all right, are they married? Are they in a relationship? Are they exclusive? But if that's his exclusive boo and he with her day in and day out and she out here with somebody else, oh, no, I'm going to send him a text.
What the text gonna say? Man down situation?
No.
Pimp down 911?
Your girl out here with somebody else. What you want me to do? Question mark.
Oh, you messy.
What you want me to do?
Let me find out my husband messy.
Want me to wait for backup? What you want me to do?
You nice, Josh. You just gonna send a text?
Send a quick text, and I'm gonna trail from a...
So you said
a good position.
You gonna trail though?
I'm gonna keep in eyes view.
So are we gonna jump right to conclusions and assume like that might be a business meeting or something? Like, do you have to like see them touch, hold
hands?
Well,
that's hands, why they text.
You know,
that's
share
why you
food
text.
With one another.
No, soon as you see them shooting a text, then I'm gonna keep it cool. And then soon as I get a text, oh no, nah, they out with such and such. Man, I leave it alone. But if he like hit me up like, dang, she supposed to be at work. I'm like, well, snap a little quick pic on the side, beep, beep, send that joint.
Okay, Josh, you lightweight nice, because you ain't even going to blow up the spot. So ask
him
the question.
I'm going to ask him.
We're going to act like he just started.
Nah, he might be like, forget that. You know, let her go. I'm, who am I? I ain't gonna fight for somebody else.
Okay, so ask me the question real fast. Here, let me act like we ain't even never had this conversation. Go ahead, ask me the question.
All right, all right. Okay. So, Maria, I got a question for you. You see your best friend girl, no, your best friend boo out there with another girl.
What? Where? Let me tell you, I'm telling. It ain't even going to be.
Just like you asked me, what do you do?
Well, first, this is what you do. You grab that phone of yours and you just hit the FaceTime. Girl, the FaceTime.
In an instant.
Now, I ain't gonna Facebook Live the situation because I don't want to put my friend on blast. Huh?
The FaceTime is live.
I'm recording. And as I'm recording, matter of fact, I might have one of the hostess, you know, the hostess be at the front door taking your coat and all that. I might be like, hey, here, $5. I need you to do something right quick. Just film this and make sure it's pressing record before you give her the camera. Film everything is about to go down because
be an accessory.
Yes, because we need to catch him. We can't be.
A crime is about to happen.
It's about to happen, and we gonna film this.
And you just made her an accessory.
Well, she gonna help. She probably want her tip, her $5. She gonna get a good. Who on the cover the $5 bill? I don't even know. Benjamin.
Oh, her then.
Hey, no, Benjamin is 100. He's 100, right?
Who was 100?
On the cover of the $5 bill.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Nah, I think Andrew was 20.
Okay, well, whatever. All I'm saying is we filming. We gonna film it live. I might not even FaceTime her. I might just go ahead and record on my phone so I can show her everything that I'm about to say to him. But I'm gonna go up and do an interview. It's gonna be live on my camera. Hello, how you doing, Bob? What's going on,
Bob? Though,
who this is, Bob? Oh, that's Sharquista.
Sharquista,
how you know Bob? I mean, Bob gonna know because he know I'm that friend. He know. I mean, he might. As soon as Bob sees you, he's like,
heart
gonna start skipping beats.
Hey, you my mom's
friend.
He gonna
start sweating bullets, baby.
Hey, you my cousin.
Because you know what? This is the thing. I'm so cool with my friends, significant others. They probably feel like Maria would never tell on me. She be joking with me and cackalacking and all that. No, don't get it twisted.
No, I don't think.
My loyalty, huh?
I don't think none of your friends.
Men
will at all would think that you will keep it on the hush. Soon as they see you,
they know
they caught. They already trying to squeeze their way out of it. They go, as soon as they see you, they, oh, hey, Maria, yeah, this is all.
I'm like, nah, ain't no hey, Maria, me. How you doing, Bob?
They probably come up to you like, Maria, look, man, I just got paid. You know what I'm saying? How much, man?
Babe, who? Bob.
First time I slipped up.
Bob, who's that? Who's she? Bob. No, I might even ask her. I might even act like Bob ain't even there. Hi, how you doing? I'm Maria. I am Bob's wife's very close friend. What did you say your name was?
Sharquista.
Yeah, Sharquista. What the hell you doing here with Bob?
Bob said he was single.
So Bob lied. How long have you known Bob?
I've been dating Bob for like 2 years.
I feel like we gonna fight. Nuh-uh, Bob.
Bob, what you doing?
Now I'm gonna cut Bob.
I done got all them abortions for you, Bob.
Abortions, Josh.
Okay, I'm getting a little.
You get a little too carried away.
Okay, my bad.
But you got a player. You got a player like, girl. You got a player like, it's woman code. Like, when you know these men ain't no good, and then get her to the side, and then she'll tell you the whole rundown, so I can find out how long they've been talking, how long, you know, what y'all doing here. This Bob is in my friend's spot. How many times he done brought you here? And you work with him? How long you been working at? You know, you got to find out the situation. You got to play them like it's a woman code. Like, you know, as sisters, we can't be doing stuff like this to one another. Like, dang,
that is definitely not going to go down.
I would.
Getting up out of there.
But I'm recording everything.
Altercation.
I'm recording everything.
But these days, you got to watch who you walk up on. You walk on to Sharquisha, she won't be packing.
Yeah, somebody with a name Sharquisha. Like a name Sharquisha. They might be caring. They might be holding.
You supposed to walk up and be like, Bob, who is this?
They might have a CCW. She's
going to be like, I'm Sharquisha. Who are you?
I mean, the life is a carry.
I'm no one. I'll see you guys later. Hey, she gangster, man. Just know your man cheating.
Sharquistas are gangster. Don't
if it's anything,
them.
If it's any three syllable name,
all right,
that you cannot pronounce.
If your name is Shelly, if your name is Becky, Shelly. If your name is Jennifer,
man, don't be just naming random names.
Amy Lynn, Jessica Lynn, any of them trailer names.
You just insulted like.
But you
so
was rolling
people.
When they said it on Ted.
When they said on what?
When you know the movie with the teddy bear, Ted. He went off of all them trailer park names.
Oh my gosh.
With all the lens at the end.
So so look, I wanna make it clear. So if one of my this is so funny.
Why is it funny? Because you got people out there, Josh, that be like, oh, you don't get in grown folks' business. Yes, you do. And if it happened to me, well, and I found out one of my friends didn't tell me, Josh, we ain't going to be friends no more. Let me find out you knew and you didn't tell me. That's going to be the end of our relationship. Because I know there's some people out there that.
Ain't nobody tripping off having a relationship with you, Maria. Shoot, I ain't even psyched now.
Yeah, you're right. People pays for these type of loyalty that I have. But we also
they
got,
pay for that type of what?
Josh, hey, you also have dog. People. Because I understand why some people, listeners, you might be out there like, I ain't telling. And I understand why you might have reservations of telling or not. Because there are people that will flip it on you. And they'll end up staying together and flipping on you. Like, you called something wrong. You're like, wait a minute.
Well,
I ain't the one that said Bob and Sharkeesa up here in this restaurant posted up like this, holding hands, drinking wine, and sharing each other's meals.
Well, let me tell
why
you.
Why am I not the friend no more?
Definitely. That can definitely
it
happen.
It can backfire.
To where it is, you know, no matter what you say, they going to take their dues, you know, over you. They going to take their significant other over you. Anytime. And it happens a lot, especially if they really love them and care about them. They going to take them back, but it's going to mess up your friendship.
I don't
so sometimes
so.
You do have to think about that.
Not
and
with
maybe,
a good friend.
Maybe you all you do, instead of being messy, take a picture, send it to them, leave it at that. Like, hey, I'm just out chilling, having lunch, and I see such and such here. Here you go. Bam.
But you know, Bob,
do what
spicy.
You want.
He gonna be
I
like,
see you later.
Josh, Bob going to be like, man, for real, I ain't want to tell you this, but Maria been trying to get with me the whole time we been dating. You know how guys like to flip it like.
Ain't got, right, right. And then you let her dig her own grave if she wants to sit there and believe it. And then I got to look at Maria and be like, what type of friends you got ain't smart enough to know that.
Because men think they slick. Like, you ain't about to flip it on me. And if it's a true friend and
it
I end up staying
slick.
With this man, she going to stay my friend and he going to stay my man. But friend, thank you for letting me know. And you need to let me know each and every time. And that's what it would be. But I was going to ask you, Josh.
Know. Josh, friends, don't let
Josh.
Her know. Don't let her know.
Josh, sorry. You so crazy. Hey, Josh, listen.
If y'all catch me, hey, just holler at the pocket, man. Hey.
Oh, you going to pay checkbook. Him off?
Yeah.
Dang.
So don't let her know. Psych.
Babe, but are there different levels or different types of friends in your life who you would be more inclined to tell over others? Like, okay, me and him been friends since high school. He's like my brother. I'm going to tell him, but I only knew him for the last two years. I'm not going to get in his business like that. Is it different levels? Because I have some friends who I would tell. And I guess because I don't use the term friend as lightly as you do. So I have some people in my life that I would tell, and I have some people in my life
telling,
that.
For me, it's just guy code. Like, if I know you with this person, I don't care how long we was friends or not, I'm going to let you know. That's just courtesy. Like, hey, bro, y'all seen it out there with such and such. So, yeah, just be careful, man. I'll holler at you tomorrow. We're gonna shoot some hoops.
See, like, I'm not telling everybody, but if it's someone who I'm close with and I feel like I would deserve that same respect, I'm going to tell. But it could be some people around me who, I'm going to be honest, I ain't saying nothing. Like,
well, listen
I ain't,
to this.
I don't know you that well. We
I'm
might text Happy Mother's Day every once in a while, babe, but we not friends, so I'm not saying if I see your man anywhere.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I my good friend, you know, had something like that happen to me, whereas I was riding in the car with his girl, and he went to go pick up a pizza. Mm-hmm. I'm in the car, his girl in the back seat. And she looks at me and say, you know, what's up with you? You know, we can hook up. You know, take my number down. Off
what?
The quickness. Yes. I'm like,
you really the one
oh,
I want.
Nah. Look, I hit her with the, oh, nah. And I got to tell my friend, just to let you know, so it ain't going to be awkward. Well, it still may be awkward for you. But just let you know, when my friend come back, that's my boy, by the way. Like we like brothers. So mm-hmm. I guess you didn't know that, but you about to find out. So my boy gets in the car. As soon as he get in the car, I'm like, son, she just tried to get my number. You know, I didn't want to get weird or nothing. But, yeah, I just told her, you know, it's not cool. We don't rock out like that. And one thing led to another, and I'm sure he was the most – you know, embarrassed by it, because he like, dang, look, he's looking at her.
You so shady.
No, look, he's
looking
at her.
You gonna put somebody on black? You gonna say it right away? You ain't gonna just.
He looking at her in the rear view mirror, and I'm like, dang, something about to pop off. And nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens. I tell my boy that his girl tried to holler at me, give me her number, and she tried, like, she was persistent. I was like, yeah, that's like my brother. And I'm married. And no. And I wanted to be like,
hold on.
You're not looking good at
Excuse
all.
Me?
Right.
You said you was married.
This happened like 3 years ago.
Who was it? Hey, put her on blast right now on the podcast. Right now. You don't know some random?
Right. How would I know some random?
Why you have some random in your car? You was married.
You made it. Did you just not
look
hear
at him
story?
Stuttering? Look at him. He like,
you ain't hear the story? You said,
I say, hey, since, because I'm sure everybody in Cleveland know you married. So go ahead and put her on blast. Go ahead. I'll wait. Let me grab my soda right now.
I don't know her name, but my boy was upset.
Whoever the heifer is. See, now, because I thought it was something that happened like in high school. Up here like, oh, look at him talking about his little puppy love stuff. You know, relationships in high school. High school
story,
really don't mean
man.
Nothing.
I'm going to let you get it out. But, go ahead.
I mean, since you saying you was married and all, go ahead and say married, but I love the way you say married. Say married. You was
I
what?
Was married.
I was married. Since you was married, I feel like we need to put her on blast right here on our radio show.
Come on, man.
Okay, since you ain't gonna do that, I appreciate the fact that you put her on blast instantly.
Yeah,
like, that
instantly.
Was just, that was raw, baby. No, I didn't even know you had like that.
I just
that.
Let her know, like, yeah, I'm gonna have to tell my boy when he get back in the car. And, yeah, just to let you know, I'm about to tell him. So, and then he comes.
Ooh, that's
to get in
just
the car.
Raw. Like,
look, he get in the car and he like, yeah, what's up, child? And it's all quiet. And I'm like, are you going to tell him? I gave her opportunity to be like, yeah, well, you know, to make some excuse up. Like, yeah, well, you know, I try to get his number just so we can hang out all as a group. You know, make up some excuse.
Well, hold on. My mind went a little off because now I'm feeling like you was a chauffeur. Like, why was they in the backseat?
No.
Did you have on a tuxedo were you collecting tips that night?
They both wasn't in the backseat.
I just feel some kind
my
of way,
boy
too,
got up
you was
from
married.
Me.
I'm feeling
she
like
in
you
the
was a chauffeur.
Seat. She in the
like you was doing a limousine.
Like I was an Uber.
Oh, you was Ubering back when Uber wasn't even here.
I felt like it.
I'm feeling like you was chauffeuring.
I felt
and I'm
like
feeling
I was
like
Uber.
You should have kicked her out the car because you married to me.
Look,
and I,
man,
you
I
know, the queen that I am.
I
you
ain't
that raw. I mean,
that,
you was
man.
Raw by putting her on blast right in your friend's face. But then I kind of feel like, wait a minute, because you know, my mind start going other places. Like,
of course,
did you
does.
Lock eyes with her? Like, did she feel like she had the go ahead from you, the green light? Like,
hey,
boom.
I'll
you
tell
know you
this.
Josh Cribbs, the NFL
one thing
player.
For sure, two
for
things
sure,
for certain.
One thing for sure, two. You know, when somebody say one thing for sure, two things for certain, you got to listen. What is it, boo?
Definitely couldn't lock eyes with that girl after I was about to snitch on her.
No, I'm saying,
had,
like,
I
she probably thought you gave her the look beforehand. So, like, okay, as soon
gave
as this dude, soon as his corny friend get out of the car, I'm going to try to holler at him. Like, he locked eyes with me when we was in the club earlier. Yeah. I'm feeling like... Then I'm feeling all kind of stuff right now. Like,
hey, they try their hands sometimes, man. Sometimes they get burnt.
If you was really my husband, you would have made her walk. If
made
you was that
walk,
raw, I thought
I
you was hardcore.
I was expecting
Josh,
that.
I was
you, expecting that.
But I thought you was hardcore when you put
look,
her on blast instantly. But if you would have made her walk, you know how you do all this cleaning tonight?
Made her walk.
It would have been popping. As soon as this podcast ended, I'd have been like, boo, what you want? Because you made her
but
walk,
you know
baby. What you want me to do for a plan? How
look,
you doing?
But you know what, though?
What?
I was talking to her. I was like, man, I don't know who the type of people you hang around. This is like my brother or whatever. So we don't roll like that.
Well,
so
y'all picking
I was
up randoms and giving them rides.
Look,
he should have left you alone
that.
With a
look,
random anyway.
It wasn't a random. He was hanging with her all day, and I picked them up, and I was headed to drop them
Uber.
Off. And he picked up a pizza, and I was dropping them back off. So it was like a matter of like a 15-minute drive. Like I was in their presence for 15 minutes. And in that time, she managed to try and get him.
But
she
never, you know, she probably like, I don't know when the next time I'm going to be in the presence of a star like this. So I got to go ahead and take a stab at it. And got
she took her stab.
Say her name. Do
and
it.
Look, I talked to my boy.
Do
later,
it for the podcast.
Right? Look, I told my
I
boy.
I ain't going to do it.
I told my boy, I'm like, yeah, so what happened? Because look, I thought he was going to be like, man, get her out of here, man. Or get her.
or tell her to get out, or be like, pressed. Step outside and say something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he was like, oh, okay. He acted like he was mad or whatever. I drop him off, and I was like, man, just hit me up, son. So I called, talked to him later.
I'm feeling like this story has all kind of gaps in it. Like, why would you pick someone up?
You keep making it seem like it's someone.
Because I'm just, you know how my mind goes. You know how you watch so many episodes of Snap.
Like I picked someone up. Like I picked her up. Then I went to go get him.
You picked.
They was together.
But why you coming from all across town to pick them up, take them to get a pizza, and take them back home?
Who told you I came from all across town?
I just don't understand how. Now Josh in trouble because the story don't sound right. All right? Let me just tell y'all one thing for sure, two things for certain. Marie ain't never been dumb. All right? I could put two and two together.
So I guess we answered our question. Look, we both telling our friends that if somebody is out there cheating or whatever, we gonna check. We telling on you.
I'm
we
telling.
Breaking out the phones. I'm texting my
if
man.
If your girl is my friend, I'm telling. So I'm
gonna text my man. I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna be real easy with it. Like, yeah, blah 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 blah. Yeah, your girl out here doing whatever. Yeah.
I'm telling, but it's levels to my telling. Like, it depends on how close of a friend you are. So, listeners, we want to know what you think, though. So, find us on our social media accounts. I'm Mrs. Maria Cribbs 16 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or MariaCribbs.com. And Josh, you are?
Josh Cribbs 16. And we know it's obvious. We know what y'all going to do. But hit us up anyway.
Let us know what you think. Comment. Make sure you come to our podcast and subscribe. And thank you so much for listening this evening. We'll catch you next time.